Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Mark Wishkoff, who's Managing Director and Wealth Advisor and Relationship Manager at Chevy Chase Trust. Welcome, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me. Been looking forward to this very much.
Good. I'm looking forward to having you tell us all about Chevy Chase Trust and your practice there. Mark is a Senior Wealth Management Advisor to high net worth individuals and families. He's a trusted source of advice and coordinator on all financial matters for those that desire a turnkey family office relationship. And that's something we're going to talk a little bit about today. It makes Chevy Chase a little bit unique in this marketplace. He has oversight responsibility on matters such as banking, brokerage, insurance, tax, and other areas of financial concern for most families. And he identifies opportunities for Chevy Chase Trust to engage with prospective clients, and coordinates the firm's delivery of advice and services. He was originally from Wilmington, Delaware, is a graduate of the University of Delaware with a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration and a concentration in finance. And Mark is on the board of Friends of Theater at Mason and held previous board positions with Theater of the First Amendment in Fairfax, Virginia, and CASA in Montgomery County. Do you do theater?
I do not. That would be of interest. You'd probably get a kick out of that. But I prefer to be a little bit on the behind the scenes, helping to raise awareness of theater at Mason, helping to bring people in and watch the great performers with me on the sidelines.
Well, tell us a little bit about Chevy Chase Trust and your involvement with them.
Well, I've been with the firm now for 3 years. It's been a great environment. Wayne, are what I'd call a mid-size boutique. We are first investment managers. We're privately owned by the B.F. Saul family.
Sure.
Frank Saul is probably somebody that you're familiar with and many of your listeners are familiar with. He's our owner. He is chairman of the firm. And very much involved with setting the mandate for our organization, which is to be the premier wealth manager, particularly in the Mid-Atlantic states, but certainly look to be the preeminent Washington D.C. based, fully based investment manager, financial planner, trust firm, and family office provider.
Hmm.
So the firm, Wayne, if I may, was founded in 1999. We're a combination of companies in very many respects. So Mr. Saul pulled the investment and trust piece out of Chevy Chase Bank at a certain point in time around that period and combined us over the years with several very highly regarded registered investment advisors.
Okay.
So today, we're about 70 people. We manage $3 billion on behalf of individuals. We have $15 billion in total assets. We're based in Bethesda, but we have clients all over the country.
When you say you've got $3 billion of individual assets, but $15 billion in total, what is the delta? What is the $12 billion of additional assets?
Very, very smart of you to pick up on that. Wayne, we have a fairly sizable custodial business where we serve as a safekeeper of assets for other firms, for other investment managers, for pension plans. The firm also has a sister organization by the name of ASB Capital Management, which is an institutional asset manager. We share some resources with them, but their management is quite different than what you'd find on the individual side, the private client side of the business,
right,
where I spend most of my
time.
Yep.
What are the areas of concentration that you all really focus on at Chevy Chase?
Well, there really are four things. If you want to understand the firm, the way to do it is to look at these four aspects of the business. The heart and soul of our business is as an investment manager.
Okay.
So when we talk about $3 billion, that's really what we're referring to. Investment management is really the lifeblood of our business. It really dominates the conversation in our firm. It is the common theme amongst all of our clients. Some clients come to us for varying needs, but all of our clients have us serving in an investment capacity.
Okay.
So the heart of the business is investment management. The second is financial planning. We are a big advocate for all, if not most, of our client base having a very thorough, deep dive into their big picture finances. That can be, for some people, that can be building a balance sheet, looking at their cash flow, analyzing their needs in the way of insurance. We're not a seller of insurance. We Right. don't do anything in that type of area of finance.
But you can team with other insurance brokers to find them what they need in that regard.
Very much so. We want to understand what their overall financial positioning is so that we can identify problems, provide the best advice, and then help them as an advocate on their behalf find good people that we can team with to solve those problems. Those might be people in the insurance industry. Those might be bankers. They may be brokers. But most often what that is identifying, and particularly in the estate planning side of the world, where we can team with their existing attorney or someone that we know in the community, somebody highly qualified that can help further their estate plan and perhaps save them some tax money. But ultimately, we, Wayne, want to use a financial plan to better inform our investment managers mm-hmm. so that we don't end up managing money in a vacuum. That is the one thing that most managers fail to do is to have context with which to manage the portfolio. We believe very strongly that in financial planning, you can do that. And very, very quickly, I'll mention fiduciary services, obviously by name, we are a trust company. About 20% right. of our client base has us serving in a fiduciary capacity of some sort. And then lastly, family wealth. You mentioned in your introduction of me, your kind introduction, that we're a family office provider. And family wealth services really encompasses these three previous areas that we've talked about, investments, planning, and trust services for the most complex families, multi-generational families, those that have oftentimes multiple managers, multiple advisors, and need someone, whether it be administrative or otherwise, to help coordinate this full team for those complex relationships.
It sounds like one would have to be extremely wealthy to get any attention at Chevy Chase Trust. Is that true or not true?
No, I certainly, I wouldn't quite put it that way. What I'd say, Wayne, is we provide investment management services to those that have liquid portfolios of $2 million or more.
Got it.
Families that have multiple residences, multiple portfolios, complex estate planning needs, complex financial needs, they tend to have larger portfolios. We tend to surround them with a team of advisors. They tend to have their own team of advisors as well. And in a family office type setting, we're there to make that machine run smoothly. And that's a lot of what we do.
For the family office type practice, what size clients typically fall within that category?
Well, there's a range, Wayne, and I tend not to put it in terms of a number. What I prefer to do is really look at the type of situation. Not everybody needs quite as complex of a team structure to support them, and that can't necessarily be determined based on value.
Right.
For instance, we have plenty of clients that are very, very illiquid today.
Right.
Most investment managers would say, call me when you have more money. All right. And from my standpoint, that's really just a backwards way to look at it.
It's very nearsighted.
Yeah, it's very nearsighted. And we very much take a long-term perspective at Chevy Chase Trust. So what, you know, the way we look at it is this is where planning very much comes in. Let's look at the whole balance sheet. We may have a small business owner that's eventually going to be a large business owner, somebody that needs to get in front of estate planning needs to be doing planning, needs assistance maybe with the debt side of their balance sheet. There
Right.
may not be a lot to manage today. And if we put a hard number on that, that really would eliminate, I think, a large group of people that very much need what we do, and they're going to invest in us, we're going to invest in them, and it's going to make a long-term relationship.
Now, you mentioned debt needs, getting the right side of the balance sheet in order, et cetera. Chevy Chase Trust used to be part of the Chevy Chase Bank, which was spun off and sold to Capital One. Now, Chevy Chase Trust is on its own. What banking relationships do you offer through Chevy Chase Trust, if any, or how do you deal with that type of planning and giving, making available borrowing, lending, et cetera?
That's a great, great question, Wayne. One of the first things I'm typically asked by particularly anybody in our community here, because Chevy Chase Bank was so well known because it was the hometown bank for for 40 plus years, just by name, we're typically confused in some fashion.
I had my first savings account at Chevy Chase Bank.
Right, and many people say that. Many people talk about their local branch or their first checking account or where they went for their last mortgage. Today, we're no longer associated with the bank. Of course, the names changed to Capital One Bank just about a year or two ago, even though the transaction happened back in 2009.
Right.
So today, we're a standalone business, as you're saying. We don't have an affiliation with a bank. We prefer it that way, just like we don't have an affiliation with a law firm, but we know some really good attorneys at Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, just as if we know some good CPAs out there. We know good bankers, brokers, insurance providers, all the things that financially our clients need. We want them to be thinking of us as an advocate on their behalf, that we're going to do these things. So to answer your specific question, when somebody comes to us or we come to them and say, you need to consider this option in banking or in one of these other disciplines, our role then, and this is one of the things I in particular do on behalf of my clients, all of my clients, not just our family office clients, I want to make that point clear. We want to be the advisor on all things financial for all of our clients. What we will do is we'll go out and we'll talk to bankers, we'll talk to other providers, we'll say, give us your best shot, give us your best quote, we'll advise our client on what we think they ought to be looking at, and then help them to coordinate and bring that to some closure. So we're here to really work on their behalf and find them some good opportunities.
What's the investment approach that Chevy Chase employs for its investors, for its individuals?
Sure. We're Wayne, a bit of a different breed, if you will. We don't believe in modern portfolio management as it's positioned today. We think it's quite flawed. Over the years, last 25 years, but probably going back to the mid-1980s, firms, many of the very large firms do this today, they use a manager approach. They're looking for what's called best of breed management. There was a sizable article devoted this past week in Barron's to best of breed managers and how 80% of managers today use outside funds, both mutual funds and other things. We believe that's all wrong. It's for the convenience, Wayne, of the investment manager, not in the best interests of our clients. And so, what we offer today in our approach is we invest in concepts, not conventions. That's the type of thing that we banter about at the office. And what I mean by that is we identify and much prefer to look at the world in a sense of what are the global macroeconomic themes we think will play out. This is not a complex model. It's not driven by algorithms. It's really, from our point of view, this desire to study the global economy, to identify long-term secular trends, to rigorously research investment ideas, make informed decisions, and create custom tailored portfolios, individual stocks, individual bonds, on behalf of our clients.
And with 30 seconds, what are the key themes that you're focusing on right now?
Yep. What we're really looking for here, Wayne, is long-term sustainable trends. We're looking for opportunities in energy, the change in demographics in the world, which we think are substantial, urbanization and the rise of city centers across the world and how that changes infrastructure and the demand for it, as well as what may unfortunately be the decline in the dollar's dominance. These are the types of things that we think are sustainable, secular moves in the global economy, and we're looking for ideas and investments within them.
I want to have you back to talk about some of these themes because I think there's a whole show in that. But we've run out of time today, Mark. Mark Wishkoff, if people want to get in touch with you at Chevy Chase Trust, how do they do that?
I'll give you both my phone number, which is 240-497-5023. My email, which is mwishkoff, mwishkoff, at chevychasetrust.com. And the best place to get information about my firm and my great colleagues is at ChevyChaseTrust.com.
Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. Join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.